All right. So our next caller and our last caller is Marty Murphy, who is, she's completing her 2 years with me, and she's also a potty mouth, which I love. I love me my potty mouth, let me tell you. So, Marty, hi, Marty.
Hey, Ann. Hey. I was just thinking when you were saying that, I catch myself sometimes because I'll be like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. And then I'll go, Marty, does it have to be fucking hilarious or can it just be plain old hilarious?
I don't know. It kind of has to be, you know. Like, it's, right. It's just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, just every now and then I'm like, But I yeah, it's definitely in my makeup. And I've told you, I've cited the studies that they talk about people with potty mouth. And I'm like, oh, I like those studies.
Those studies are pretty great, aren't they? Best friends. Yeah. They make the best friends. They make great, they're intelligent people. Yeah, I like those studies too. So, Marty,
exactly.
Tell us who you are. Tell us where you are. Tell us where you were and what's going on now.
Well, before I do that, I want to say I've noticed a theme as I've been listening to the other diamonds talking. It's like sort of everyone has come out of the closet with you, Anne.
Yeah, kind of.
So
I have that tendency to, you know, like let people really own who they are and celebrate it, like really, really own it and celebrate it.
Absolutely. Well, my business has taken so many transformations over the year, and the transformations they've taken since being with you the last 2 years is, so very much I started out just when I met Anne, the from ranting to raving, because I'm big on rant tapping and what I call fuck you tapping and how that came to be. And it's been, I definitely do consider myself like an emotional fitness coach or mentor, and it's been a big part of the business. What's transpired over the last 2 years is the reentry and rekindling of the spirituality in my life, like in a whole new way, and adding that into the business. And as we speak, I'm finishing some copy just to update like my homepage and different transformations in the website. So that's changed for me, is adding that component and like flying that flag much more proudly now. Like,
yes.
Yeah. There's a great line in a movie, the Family Stone, where he says, here's the thing, you got a freak flag, but you're just not flying it. And I was like, oh my God, that's always stuck in my head. So like, we all have a flag that we're afraid to fly, whatever that is, and flying that flag and being who you are and how that changes things. And I had a group call right before I got on this, and I noticed how often I want to cry on these calls now in a good way, because like, I would say my mission now is to become more and more to help people accept and love themselves. Exactly as they are, in the simplest terms, in whatever road that is, and the beauty and power of that.
It's amazing. And actually what I'm hearing that you're now taking for granted, let me just say this, you got on a group call, right? When I met you, you were a coach for someone else, and you wanted your own business.
Yeah, and I had been growing my own side of the business for sure, but definitely what happened when I met you, I left that coach who was initially a huge part of the income I was making, and it was a huge deal. And I actually want to add to that, like really beyond just the business support, I got so much support through some major life changes that were going on for me and major business changes. And really to think to have tried to go that alone. I mean, all the times I was like, oh, I think we're going to like, I would send in my, you know, my form where we're going to work on today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So often it ended up like there was an emotion, always the emotional component was dealt with. So the three big things for me with you are systems. That was first and foremost when I listened to a call like this, and I was like, oh, my God, I want the system, because it was moving more and more into group work was huge for me to leverage my time and to have systems in place. And I notice it now, Anne, like I do these 21 days. I have this other program, Break Free 2.0, which I've done twice already. And it freaking works. And it's made my life infinitely easier where I go, like I'm in the midst of a 21 day right now. And it's like, yes, it's a different topic, a different copy, but even my web guy now knows, okay, here's the setup, here's what we need to do. Okay, put, I copy and paste the other welcome emails from the other program, and I just edit them. It's like a template. Yeah. I have my own templates now. Yeah. I copy and paste the content from the other 21 days and change it, and it's so simple. And my web guy just reinvigorates other things. It is simplified that. So huge. And then it's this process of, okay, this leads to this leads to this. So 21 days leads to this program now, and that program could lead into maybe a more intensive one-to-one. But I got to tell you right now, I am so happy to have more of the groups going. And that's huge for me. Huge. And to have that simple system. And at first, it was work, you know, like, okay, I got to put, but then all of a sudden, like, I started to notice, oh, my God, the system is working. It's so easy to do that. I don't have to recreate the wheel every freaking time I do this now.
Yes.
And that has been invaluable to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Invaluable.
I completely get that. And also the one, you know, we talk about systems, and one of the ways, and I'll just give this as a little tip to you guys, one of the ways you can create and understand how your business is running and for our systems is start to create your operations manual for your business so that you can understand how one thing leads to the next, to the next, to the next, whether it's when I do something like a meetup group, what's the next step to move that relationship along, or what's the next step? What do I do next? How do I invite somebody to take that next step? What do I do to develop and nurture that relationship so that, you know, and sometimes you just want to let the relationship go, depending on the person, right, and depending on the connection and depending on so many things. But for those who are continuing to develop the relationship, what's the next step? How do I go next? Where do I go? Creating an operations manual will make that so much easier. So, yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to hijack, but it's like such an important point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just has simplified that for me so much, which is so huge. And I mean, that was one of the main things. And then I love that you were a tapper because, you know, like, because I've had other business coaching too, and I've gotten value out of everything that I've done. But when I sought you out, I was introduced to you by a mutual friend, and I was like, she's a tapper. That's huge for me, having, because you speak the language, you know how that is, and even though we have different styles, doesn't matter at all. It's just, That was important because I knew the emotional component would get met, which was huge. That was really, really important. And then, of course, you know, having the humor and having that sounding board and that that place to go is, I mean, all that's just been, it's been huge.
Yes, yes.
And then really the last piece, the third thing was, I think like much like Ron, Rindy, and Tony all talked about is evolving, allowing the business to evolve and change while you're here, not being married to that the way it is, and really like coming out of the closet about the thing that you really want to share. And for me to step more and more full on in adding this huge component of the spirituality back into the work. And I include the science. Like, to me, I'm very pragmatic. I consider myself very spiritual pragmatic. So I talk about the science and how it changes things. That's a big component. But I add in the spirituality. And I mean, that, like, it just, that makes my heart sing.
I cry freaking so much now, in a good way.
Yes, yes. The heart is open and receiving, yes, and experiencing the magic of life, the wonder. Yeah, the wonder of the, yes, moments, you know, these moments that we have. Yeah, I get it. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah.
So flipping proud that you're here and so happy for you and so excited to see where you're going next.
Truly. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.